Hello, my name is Len Riley. Welcome to Upper Edge's Insights for IT Negotiations podcast. I'm a commercial advisory practice leader here at Upper Edge, and I'm joined today with Alex Winthrop. Alex is a manager within our IT services line of business and practice area, and has been doing a lot of research and has a lot of experience with the IT service providers. And in particular, today, we're going to be focusing on a particular element of research that Alex has done on Accenture. Alex, hope all is well. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me here.
So I know that you've done, obviously, a lot of work here. So I mean, maybe you could just give us a little bit of a punchline, if you will, as to how Accenture has performed in 2020. And what are some of your major observations?
Sure. So as a whole, in 2020, Accenture performed really well considering the global pandemic. They finished their year out at a 3% increase over last year. Some of that growth, though, was attributed to their acquisitions. So it wasn't just organic growth. But all in all, they expanded some of their delivery offerings, specifically in the digital transformation and cloud space. We see a lot of those, their acquisitions were focused on digital transformation and cloud.
You know, you talked a little bit about their acquisitions.
Yes.
Can you maybe just explain where did they target their acquisitions? Who did they acquire? I was kind of surprised after reading your article on them, how many acquisitions they've actually made this year.
Yeah. So they made 24 this year and 20 in the previous in 2019. So this year, they acquired, essentially, they predominantly focused on cloud-based service offerings for enterprises, big data, and cybersecurity. They purchased a AWS cloud service consulting company out of France. They purchased a ServiceNow's first and only elite partner in Latin America. They purchased a New Zealand-based SAP and cloud solutions technology firm. So they're really expanding their global service offerings.
Yeah.
Specifically within digital space and cloud space.
Yeah. Now, it's interesting. You know, one of the things that I found as a good takeaway from your article was not only were they making acquisitions, but they were right sizing their existing employee base. So,
yes.
You speak maybe to some of the changes that they've made there in terms of how they're shifting their people around.
Yeah. So. Obviously, every year or on an annualized basis, Accenture lays off some of their employees. They had a 5% layoff this year. However, what they did do is a month after announcing their layoffs, they announced a shift in their strategy to commit to a $3 billion investment in their Cloud First division in India. So their intentions are to bring on a team of 70,000 professionals based out of India to build and expand out that digital transformation sector.
That's a huge number.
70,000, yep. So and all based out of India.
To see the amount of investments they're making in not only in the digital transformation assets, but also the acquisitions that they've been making. You know, in terms of kind of customer impact, right? Can you bring to life a little bit what customers need to be thinking about given some of the changes in the strategy that Accenture's undertaken?
So first and foremost, I think they will be pushing their cloud-first strategy in 2021. You'll start to see that and start to see some of those offerings. But additionally, I think you should see or be wary of Accenture become more and more selective. Essentially, they're not going to just sign up for any engagement. If Accenture feels it's going to be more of an opportunity for them, that's something we're seeing that they're looking to engage more on anything there would be a future opportunity as opposed to like a one-time situation or something that would essentially fuel growth in their environment.
I would say we definitely have seen that, particularly in the SAP space. If there's a company that's going to no bid a particular type of trend opportunity, it definitely is Accenture. And I think, you know, from my point of view, they're going to size up the relationship at a corporate level. They're going to size up the upside that they see beyond just maybe that one particular project. And then they're going to size up their competitive position versus the rest of the market within the market, as well as with, you know, that particular customer. So, you know, Alex, I really appreciate the time. I know there's much more that you've got in the article that you wrote around Accenture. I would certainly encourage folks to make reference to that vis-a-vis, you know, Upper Edge's website or the attached link that's included to, as part of this podcast. And again, I would encourage folks for, you know, that are interested in understanding kind of Upper Edge's perspective in IT negotiations to subscribe to our podcast. Certainly appreciate your time today, Alex.
Thank you, Len.
Looking forward to your future research that I know you have forthcoming on Deloitte and IBM. I think they're next up.
Great. Thank you.